Hello folks, I'm John Mayrie and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Ken Melender down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk bass fishing with Hayward Area Bass Club President Wayne Bell Savage. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Hayward Power Sports has new 2023 Can-Am off-road vehicles in stock and ready for anything you can dish out. For a limited time, take advantage of promotional financing on select Can-Am side-by-sides with 1.99% APR for 36 months or 3.99% for 60 months. The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's built extra tough to take you way beyond the daily grind and is the most capable side-by-side for on the worksite, hunting trips, and anywhere you need it to get the job done. Or, are you ready for some sporty fun? Explore, ride, and roar off-road in the purpose-built-for-anything high-performance Can-Am Maverick. And yes, Defender and Maverick both qualify for the special promotional financing. Or, get the ATV that can go virtually anywhere and do it all for less with the all-new Can-Am Outlander 500 and 700 ATVs. Get work done, tackle the trails, or drag out a trophy whitetail this fall. Get your Can-Am today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. We're down Hayward Bait and Bottle talking to Ken down here. And Ken, I know there's been quite a few people out there bass fishing lately, in the walleye fishing. What are you hearing there?
Bass fishing, bass are starting to transition out into the deeper structure, and the walleyes are kind of right there with the smallies. And, you know, you come up to a spot and there might be smallies there and there might be walleyes, but the walleyes are transitioning out deeper. You know, just got to follow the bait.
Is all these insect bug hatches we've been having, like dragonflies and mayflies and stuff, having an impact you're hearing?
Yeah, there's a lot of them smallmouth anglers. They've been throwing them little marabou jigs, and you know, that bite's kind of fading right now.
How about topwater action on the bass?
That should be going really good now due to the minnow bites happening.
You know, any particular tips you can give people on fishing the topwater for bass, or for smallmouth or largemouth?
Well, if you want to locate them, be on the water at 5:30. That's the best advice I can give you.
You know. The other thing, too, is I think a lot of people work their baits too fast. They want to just burn it across the water, and that necessarily is not what you need to do.
There's a time and place to burn it. If you're looking for a reaction bite that happens 6 feet and less, but if you're... You want to burn it really fast. If you want to catch them on the edge of the deeper structure, you want to bring it 45 degree off the structure or over the top of the structure and then stop it right on the edge.
Yeah, you know, it seems like they'll hit that when it's just sitting there sometimes. How about other presentations for bass for the summertime?
Largemouth, they'll be in every depth. Look for duckweed in the pads. Really important this time of the year. What happens is duckweed creates the most oxygen per surface plant in the ecosystem. And it also blocks the sunlight, and it kills some of the shallower weeds, and it creates an inside weed line where the water temperature is usually 2 to 3 degrees cooler.
What would you throw in those places, like a unweighted Senko-type worm or a jig what?
I'd start out with a frog. Try to keep it simple. Go white, black, or bullfrog, and then if they're blowing up on it and not taking it, then throw a weedless wacky worm in there. You know, I spent a lot of time on the Mississippi River, and you know, you can go for like 15 miles of pads in one bay, and one thing to look out for is you find little holes in the pads. So there's midges that lay their eggs on the bottom of the pads, and the sunfish will come up there, and you hear them little pops. And what they're doing is they're sucking those midges right off the lily pads, and even sometimes lotus pads. And that shows you that the ecosystem's pretty strong right there, and so there's a lot of sunfish for the bass to eat. So if you find an area where there's a lot of holes in the lily pads, that's a better area in areas you don't see them.
That's a good tip there. The walleye fishing out here, let's talk a little bit about that. As far as the reports, what have you been hearing as far as bait and what depth or anything?
Well, I haven't really been paying too much attention of, you know, the hearsay out there, but based upon ecosystem water bodies, my knowledge, trolling crankbait should happen probably the first week after the 4th of July. Bobber and leeches are still in play on the deeper structure, and Lindy rigging night crawlers will probably be good right now too.
Panfish, that's always a summer go-to up here. A lot of people out there after panfish, crappies, and bluegills.
Yeah, it all depends upon the sun angle with the position. When the pH gets too high due to photosynthesis of the plants, what happens is the sunfish will suspend. Sometimes they'll suspend right on top of the weeds, and then sometimes they'll suspend like 15 feet out from the weeds. And when they're on that structure, you could actually see them dimpling the surface, eating insects and stuff that happens from the muck life being close to a weed line, and that'd be a good place to catch the biggest sunfish on the lake right now.
You know, and the crappies will start to actually go out a little bit deeper too in some lakes. You know, you heard anything on northern pike or musky fishing here from in the store?
No, but my best presentation is red crankbait of any sort, whether it's on top or on the edge. It's been my best northern catcher for years.
Yeah, pike, I think a lot of the bigger pike will be moved out deeper by now.
Yeah, this time of year, usually it's a crankbait that dives, you know, 8-9 feet on the edge of cabbage weeds. Works really good.
And muskies, I know some of the guys were getting worried the water temperatures were shooting up there pretty high, got up to that 80-degree mark, but they dropped back off now.
I spent a day pre-fishing Round Lake for a tournament, and I seen three muskies in 12 feet and less, and one of them was a magnum.
You spent in that tournament, you won that tournament, which is congratulations on that.
Yeah, I had 19.68 of smallmouth, which was pretty good on that lake, especially when we had lightning, you know, and all night the night before, and it rained quite a bit right away. And so I figured, you know, I know the lake pretty well, and I just went deeper than the rest of the anglers and used old-time reaction bait and got bit by some four-pounders, so that was good.
Probably, you're probably one of the best bass fishermen I know up here anyhow, Ken, but yeah, again, that. Congratulations.
I appreciate that, John.
Well, you know, you guys out here shop are geared up with just about anything anybody needs for fishing, whether it's bass fishing or panfish or muskies, anything.
Yeah, we have a pretty good selection this year. Our supply chain improved, and archery season is getting started already. A lot of the guys that want to be pretty accurate, not to wound any deer, been buying some arrows and equipment to fine-tune their skills.
You know, and if you need a dock, you guys got that stuff here too for docks.
Yep, our supply chain is going really good this year. A couple years back, aluminum was a little tough to get, but it seemed to be, you know, back on, you know, average.
Ken, I want to thank you greatly for taking the time here, and hopefully everybody gets out and enjoys the summer.
No, thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. And when we come back, we'll be talking bass fishing with Hayward Bass Club President Wayne Balsavage. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of musky baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more, Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get on the water and save on a Lund boat from Hayward Power Sports. Our brand new 2023 Lunds are rigged and ready with Mercury outboards. Save $2,000 on a Lund Impact XS, one of our top-selling aluminum boats for both fishing and recreation. Or save $1,500 on a Lund Adventure, popular with first-time owners for fishing and family fun that will keep everyone smiling. Lunds feature boating's best warranty, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, when it comes to summer fishing, one of the species that's very popular across the country and now starting to be a lot more popular here in the Northland is largemouth and smallmouth bass. On this week's show, we're talking bass fishing with the Hayward Bass Club president, Wayne Belsavage. Wayne, good to have you on the show. I haven't had you on for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, John.
You bet. Well, you know, you kind of head up the Hayward Bass Club, and there's a lot of interesting stuff there. I mean, you got quite a few members in that club now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We got over 75 members. We got 32 teams that are actively fishing on Wednesday nights. We fish it. Most folks fish every other week, but some folks are on two different teams that fish every week. We go out, we hit 8 different lakes in the area for 16 weeks during the spring and summer. And we just have a blast. We find a local business that stays open a little extra for us afterwards, and we have a great time. It's a lot of fun. It's friendly competition.
You bet.
Kind of like a bowling league, you know.
Well, you know, the bass fishing has actually gotten more popular up here in the Northland than it was in the past. I mean, it seems like everybody wanted walleyes or muskies. It seems like now we're getting more and more people want to fish for bass because our bass fishing is nothing short of spectacular up here.
Yeah, it is. It's a bass fishing. Well, it's kind of always been really good, but people just weren't targeting the species. And, you know, with catch and release and more people doing social fishing where you go out and the whole idea is to catch some fish, have some fun in the outdoors. It's not necessarily to harvest fish to put on your table.
We got some good fisheries.
Yeah, we have good fisheries, and we really, really enjoy taking good care of our fisheries, especially, you know, all the folks in our bass club. That's like our number one priority.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing too is a lot of people don't realize it, but you know, when you look at the tournaments that go on up here, bass tournaments, the weigh-ins and the weights that come in are comparable to a lot of places for a lot farther south than here, where people think is always naturally going to be better bass fishing. But you know, our tournament weights are pretty comparable usually.
Oh yes, they are. They definitely are. Well, for one thing, there's not as many tournaments. Some of the, like in the middle of the state or, you know, in the near north of Wisconsin, a lot of those lakes get targeted week after week after week with pretty much, you know, pan fishermen and bass fishermen in tournaments. Where up here, we have the occasional tournament on our waters, and we go out and we catch a lot of bass and weigh them out and release them, you know. And, you know, some of our lakes are coming back from you know, there was a lot of negative energy about bass fishing and bass disrupting the fishery, and they haven't been. They've always been here, and they don't disrupt the fishery.
People that want to blame bass for walleyes, they want to blame muskies and everything else, but the problem is it's usually the people. You know, walleye and panfish are harvest-related fish. People want to keep up fish, and, you know, we're starting to see some good regulations finally in place on those species, which is improving the fishing greatly on them.
Yeah, that is true, and we're firmly behind that. We're firmly behind protecting bass. You know, a lot of our lakes have gone to a one smallmouth over 18-inch limit. And that's great to protect our smallies. We can still go out there during a permanent tournament and bring in 5 fish over 14 inches, but then they're in aerated live wells all day. We use slime protection, all that sort of thing, and put the fish right back at the end of the day. And that's great. Actually, one lake, we've got, like a lot of places in the south, we've got a slot limit, and that's the Tiger Cat flowage, where the folks decide they wanted to protect largemouth bass because they're so vital to the fishery. And being able to go out and catch a lot of fish and have a great day of fishing, and put them back at the end of the day.
Well, Wayne, you know, when it comes to fishing for bass, that's probably one of the best things in the summertime to go after for people that are up here on vacation. If they want a fighting fish, a game fish, a little bit bigger than panfish, bass are always a really good option, it seems like.
It is. And a lot of people, you know, with the popularity of bass fishing on TV and all the shows, you know. Yeah, I know there's a lot. There's the walleye and searching, you know. The walleye shows and searching for the muskie and all that. And that's all great. That's a wonderful. But, you know, 80% of the shows that people are watching are bass fishing all over the country, including up here. And the thing is, you can learn the skill. You don't need a lot of expensive equipment. You don't have to have a $70,000 bass boat to do it. You just go out and you can catch those fish and, you know, have a great, exciting time. Take some great pictures and put the fish back for the next day or the next trip.
Yeah, if you wanted, you go the technical route. There's so much technology out here now with the new sonars and forward-facing sonar and just so much out there now that, you know, we need regulations and good regulations and make people aware of, you know, that, you know, we got to be careful how we handle fish and releasing fish and everything else.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And that's why a club like ours and everybody learns from each other and we insist on absolute care of the fish that we encounter, and which is awesome. We have traditionally, since I took over the bass club here in 2008, we have had less than a 1% mortality rate. And that's usually just because the fish decide to get, deep hooked. Most of our methodology in catching bass does not involve them getting deep hooked.
Yeah.
We're using fast running baits. We're running using large hooks get caught in the mouth, and then we release, you know, we're able to release them right away or put them in the live well for a couple hours aerated with some slime coat gel in there. And then we weigh them out and then release them back in the water just the way we found them.
We've got some great largemouth fishing, but let's talk a little bit about the smallmouth fishing. We've got some really good smallmouth waters up here, and we've got smallmouth a lot of places, but there's a little bit of difference in fishing the smallmouth and some of the lakes where you're dealing with, people know that if you get out in some of the big clear lakes, these bass tend to go deep. They go on deeper rock structure at a certain point in the summertime, but in some of the stained water lakes and flowages, they actually stay pretty shallow. They're kind of like a largemouth.
Yes, they are. Point of fact, you go up to Canada, and if you want to do smallmouth fishing up in northern Ontario, which is where most folks go around here when they make their Canada trips, and I have lots of friends that do that, you go to those waters up there, and you basically fish them exactly the way you would fish largemouth around here. And they're exciting. A smallie will fight substantially more like more than a largemouth, and they are shallow. You have some smallmouth that stay shallow pretty much year-round, or at least, you know, when the ice is out. And you have some that go deep. It's kind of a mixed bag.
What's your favorite presentation for smallmouth when it goes to fishing?
Okay, my favorite for smallies, I don't think there's anything that can beat a weighted wacky worm, which is so easy to rig. Smallies just eat that up. The other thing I like is small swim baits. And I tend toward the lighter colors for smallies, even in clear lakes. White always works, okay? But all your other colors work too. But yeah, I would say a weighted wacky about half the time is what I like for smallies. A swim bait, a slightly weighted swim bait, or a little bit more weight if you're fishing much deeper water, you're targeting around rocks or cribs, you know, in the 15 to 22 foot range, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to fishing a wacky rig and a wacky worm, it works on largemouth and smallmouth, and you can't really fish it wrong, I don't think.
There's a lot of different methodology. People are trying a little this, they put a little nail weight in or they do the different things or they make the thing a little bit smaller or, you know, a Ned rig, which is smaller hook with a mushroom, kind of a mushroom looking jig that you put kind of half of a stick on is basically the size and you put it down the bottom and bounce it. Personally, this is my secret. You're going to get it out of me, John. And that is for for smallies, smallmouth, after spawn and they're dispersed, a smallie will eat a crayfish before it eats anything else. If there is a crayfish on the bottom and it comes up and it starts dancing around, a smallmouth cannot resist it. So anything that looks like a crayfish. There are crankbaits that are crayfish-based, and that was my dad's favorite lure for smallies. And, of course, you have small plastics. I prefer the plastics because I use a single hook. I'm not a fan of treble hooks. I never have been. They tend to be smaller. They tend to, hurt the fish a little bit more, I think, getting them out, okay? They have a tendency to, if they engulf them and you get a lot of hooks tied up in the mouth structure, it could do more damage to the fish. So myself and having a couple people in a boat casting all the time, treble hooks can be a potential problem.
You bet.
You being a guide, you know that.
You bet.
Well, folks, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Wayne Bell Savage. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All current antiques and household items are now on sale and almost go to make room for the sports shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And, folks, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Bass Club President Wayne Bell Savage.
Another key with smallmouth fishing is fluorocarbon. Fluorocarbon, you pretty much, if you're after smallies, you want to have fluorocarbon on. Now, you can have braid as your main line. You can have a braid as your main line, but then you tie on a fluorocarbon leader. Especially, I say that about smallies because most of our smallie lakes around here are clear lakes. And that fluorocarbon leader makes all the difference in the world. I'm a braid man. I love braid. Since braids come out, that, it's resistant. I can have a very, very powerful line, okay, and it's a smaller diameter and all. But if I go to a clear lake, I definitely put on a fluorocarbon leader on every one of my rods.
It doesn't seem to matter with the line, when you're fishing around a bunch of weeds and stuff, because they have a bunch of stuff in front of their face all the time. But when you're out in open water, they can see it.
Yeah, in open water, absolutely, yeah. It doesn't matter if you're fishing you've got surface vegetation, you're pushing something through, you don't need any fluorocarbon on.
You bet.
However, my late great friend and fishing partner, Tom Turner, taught me something, and I didn't believe it until I saw it. One of our favorite places to fish was always the Tiger Cat Flowage, and we'd go out there. And the Tiger Cat Flowage, it's got fairly stained water, and if it's been turbulent, it can be, the visibility can be down some. There's areas that still remain crystal clear out there. But he tied a fluorocarbon leader on everything. I said, why is he doing that? Okay. We don't need it. We're fishing in weeds and all. You know, we'd have 30 or 40 pound braid on, and he would have a 12 or 10, 12, or usually 12 he used. I usually use 15 in a fluorocarbon. I take any good quality fluorocarbon line, and we tie it on. And his bite-offs were reduced significantly by toothy fish, whether it be musky or northern. Whereas with braid, they get the sharp tooth on there, and they will bite off your bait, okay? Because we're not out there with big metal leaders, you know?
You bet.
We're not targeting those fish. But his bite-offs were significantly less than mine, so I started doing that in lakes where I had a lot of northern or musky that would incidentally hit the bass baits. For one thing, I'm saving my baits, but more importantly, I don't like leaving a bait inside of a fish anytime, anywhere. You know, I don't like that. Yeah, they get the hook in their mouth, and yeah, after a while it'll dissolve, whatever. But I don't like that at all. So I do everything I can to significantly reduce any kind of bite-offs.
A lot of good information there on bass and bass fishing. Yeah, we didn't even begin to start talking topwater, which is a favorite thing too. But anyway, you know, anybody's interested in the Bass Club or more information about the Bass Club, who'd they get a hold of you?
They just go on Facebook and look for Hayward Bass Club. You can message us through there. And people can reach me through that. That's usually the best. Folks can email the Hayward Bass Club at haywardbassclub at gmail.com.
Well, I know you guys have tournaments, so you have your outings on weeks, every week basically, but you have tournaments, you have some kids things you get involved with, a lot of different things that the club gets involved with.
Oh yeah, we're planning for our 15th annual. I think it's our 15th, I'm not sure, but our bass tournament out on the Chippewa Flowage, a free youth bass tournament where we take youth out. That's the 20th of August, and you can get information from that on the Facebook site. We just finished co-sponsoring the Kids Fishing Derby in Hayward, which we brought back after it was a 60-year tradition. We brought back, okay, in conjunction with the Rod and Gun Club and Muskies, Inc., and walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin. I also am involved in some weekend tournaments through another club over in Price County, but you know, half the folks that fish all those events are from Hayward here, and they fish a lot of lakes over here, so we have a blast.
You bet.
We're going to be doing our Tom Turner Memorial Classic benefit for the high school bass team, which we're, you know, a lot of folks in the Bass Club are also part of. The Hayward Area High School Bass Team that we have, and we're doing the benefit the last Sunday in August on the Tiger Cat Flowage, and that's going to be an open tournament, open to anyone. Yeah, kind of a good way to
get
your feet in the water for competitive, friendly fishing.
Wayne, I want to thank you greatly for taking the time to talk to our listeners here.
All right, thanks a million, John. I appreciate you.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors. outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.